Hello and welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
And Sammy is on vacation, as you can
as
see.
As usual.
In Switzerland.
Switzerland. She looks like she's having a good time.
It looks very scenic.
It looks very like unreal. Like very like the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Yes.
Like that's
totally Sammy's vibe.
The vacation that I feel like Sammy's having.
Yeah, I didn't know her mom went to like, did you see her stories this morning? I didn't know her mom went to like Swiss summer camp. That is
that's why she went.
Shit.
That's why they wanted to go back.
I did not know that. That is like the fanciest thing I've ever heard.
It's really fancy. Yeah. I would love to go to Swiss summer camp.
So would
What do you do in Swiss summer camp? Why do we call it summer camp? It's just camp.
No, because it's summer. You could have a camp like.
But why is it called? What do you do in camp in Switzerland?
Like you probably go like horseback riding.
Eat chocolate.
Maybe go for hikes.
Yeah.
Eat chocolate.
It looks cool. But anyway, how's your weekend? Oh, how's the tour?
The tour was great. It was very fun.
Where'd you go?
I'm very tired, but I had a great time. We went to Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, and Nashville, and the crowd was amazing. And if you guys want to come see us next month, we're doing a Northeast tour. So we will be in Boston, D.C., Philly, and New York for New York Comedy Festival. You can get your tickets, betches.co/youuplive to get your tickets. The show's so much fun. You guys are going to love it. And I would love to meet you guys.
How was Joey Fatone? He was the guest at which show, Orlando?
Orlando. He was really funny.
Is he live in Orlando? And that's
he does.
Why? Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it like meeting an NSYNC-er?
It was cool. He seemed like not, it didn't seem like.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. He's just like a guy. It was like.
Who like made a name for himself is NSYNC.
Right.
And then he was like
as a member
on Broadway.
Of like, the most famous boy
and then
band
there we
ever.
Have, there was Insta stories of him like lip singing NSYNC songs.
Yeah, I mean, he could probably really sing them. He's
That's
like
so
a real,
fucking cool, though.
You know what else? He's also, you watch Impractical Jokers, right?
Not really.
He's like on the show occasionally, too, because like, he kind of knows those guys and he's like really funny on it.
I believe that he's like a little jokester.
Yeah. Because
he's like kind of like he's an entertainer, like kind of a performer, entertainer, clown.
Yeah, he's like
funny.
He's like a man about town.
Okay. And then who were the guests at the other shows?
We had Nicole Lopez Alvar from
Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise on the Miami show. She was great. And then
she was on Colton season, right? Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
And then we had Jed from Bachelorette, the winner of the Bachelorette. And I don't know if he's truly still a winner, but in the sense that they broke up right after.
Yeah.
But we had him on the Nashville show.
The final choice.
Yes. He was chosen as the Bachelorette's person.
Last rose.
Exactly.
Final rose.
So that was cool. Those will be released as bonus episodes. You guys can hear them. They were a really good time.
Yeah, I'm excited to go to the New York Comedy Festival show.
That show is going to be great. It's a huge theater. It's going to be so much fun. I'm very excited.
All right, so other things that happened this... What did I do this weekend? I really just drank too much. I think I drank and ate too much and did a bunch of nothing. I think I was productive work-wise, but other than that, not really.
Right. What did...
I watched the Breaking Bad movie, which sucked.
Oh, I saw that too. I thought it was fine. It was basically like adding an extra like couple episodes at the end of the
series. Oh my God, Jesse Pinkman cannot act. The actor cannot act as Jesse Pinkman anymore. He's like too old. He was not acting.
The other people definitely couldn't act. The like skinny Pete.
No, I thought they were actually more believable.
I thought they were terrible actors. I was like, what is going on?
They were the same
as the
show. They were this. No, that's how I felt from Pinkman.
I thought he was fine. It's just funny because like they have these flashbacks with like him and Walt and he's like 40, so it's so funny for him to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go to college.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
And like the Aaron Paul is like actually 40 years old, so it's funny to have him pretend that he's like 19 years old.
I just thought it was so dumb the way that they just brought in Walter White for one scene of him walking down a hallway and like nothing else,
and then they had lunch.
Yeah, but like that, I feel like that was just for like trailers.
I felt like this whole thing was just for some money, but like fine, whatever. I was entertained.
Slow.
I thought it was fine. It was like entertained. It was like a little unnecessary.
Right.
But
that's how I felt.
That's what I'm saying. If they wanted to earn some extra money by like releasing this movie, which people will definitely watch. It wasn't like bad. I thought it was fine. And it was like basically adding an unnecessary three episodes to the end of the thing. It didn't feel like a movie. It felt like a TV show.
I wanted to love it. You know how you just like want to love something? You're just sitting, you're like waiting for something to happen that is interesting to you.
Mm-hmm.
And like nothing is interesting.
Yeah.
I guess
I liked Breaking Bad, but I wasn't like obsessed with it. So I wasn't that excited about it. So I thought it was like, oh, okay, like this is fine.
Yeah. I really was obsessed with it. I thought this was an unnecessary like means to the end they already created.
Oh, you know what I did see, which you should see, and we could talk about in a different episode? Parasite. Have you heard of this? It's this new, well, it was already released. It's a Korean movie. It has subtitles,
uh-huh.
But it has like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, uh-huh. And it's like limited release in New York.
Where did you see it?
I may not have watched it legally.
Where did you see it? Like where? On your computer?
I saw it on
iTunes.
No.
Where is it available? How can you tell me to watch something? So wait,
there's this thing where you can sort of like watch movies. It's called Terrarium. It's like on a Fire Stick.
If anybody watches Always Sunny in like the second episode of the season, which is,
I don't want like the law to come
so
after me.
Funny because it's like they're talking about how they have to make movies PG-13 because no one who's seeing R-rated movies is going to the theater anymore, so they're downloading it illegally. And then she turns back and says to the gang, like, how are you seeing the movies? They're like, movie.pirate.com, like,
right.
Like they're like, oh, so he's like, so you're the reason that you're the reason for you complaining that all these movies aren't R-rated is because you don't pay for them. She's like, well, why would we pay for them?
Yeah, that's kind of me.
So it's a movie.
I think you'll like it a lot. It did really well. It's only been released in a few theaters in like LA and New York, but apparently it has the highest grossing like per theater amount of money for
What's
those
the
shows.
The premise of this legal movie.
It's set in Korea, which is also very interesting because like
South
Korea. But you get to like kind of like see like the culture a little bit, but like not like as a way of them showing you the culture, just because the movie happens to be set there. Even like the architecture, or like it's about this poor family that starts working for this rich family.
Oh, I love that kind of shit.
And
so Downton Abbey,
it's different. It's very like different from like all the other like the stuff that you'd see, because it's like made and produced, everything is like there.
Okay,
and the
so
subtitles.
I'm gonna see
it's
it.
Really good. You should watch it. And we'll talk about it.
Yeah. So I watched that Friday night, which Breaking Bad. Wait, when did you happen to see this on your tour? You downloaded some illegal movies.
I watched Parasite last week with Mike, and then I saw the Breaking Bad movie yesterday in my apartment.
I finished Working Mom. So
it's really
funny.
Good. Did you start watching I'm Sorry?
I started watching I'm Sorry. I like it. I think the main girl is too much for me.
She is a lot. It's not like a movie I need to like watch 15 episodes at a time. But she does. It's kind of like, you know, I have a lot of family members like that where it's like they're a lot. But like occasionally they'll just be like so. There's like a line that's so funny that you're just kind of like,
that's great.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I love Working Moms. I'm so excited for the next season. But.
I enjoy Working Moms too. It's like has like a soothing vibe for some reason.
Yeah, because it's plot driven, but you feel emotionally connected to the characters by the end
right.
of the third
but
season.
But it's also light. Like, it's like plot driven, but it's also like it doesn't feel like everything is like super.
It's
intense.
Almost like the drama is kind of very very PG-13, but like the conversations aren't.
Right, the conversations are.
And like the sex scenes aren't.
Yeah.
So which
it?
I like. Yeah, no, I loved it.
Yeah. It's very good. I like it
too. Okay. Well, what else? Well, we can talk about Succession later because all I've been thinking about is that show. But so Liam, so in the pop culture world.
Roundup.
New Miley and Liam are like PDA hardcore on Instagram.
I saw that.
So Miley is now dating Cody Simpson, as we discussed, and she cannot stop posting about him. Like, non-stop, they like are being
very
really gross.
That's kind of what she does, though. I feel like she's very into PDA with like whoever she's with. She just doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't give a shit, but I almost think she posted this thing that was like, holy fuck, I love not giving a fuck. And to me, that's
it's
something
like to say
someone
it,
would post who gives too much of a fuck.
Right. I kind of agree with that sense of like, if you have to say it,
yeah, like,
it's not true.
I think that she's like flexing too hard about her relationship and like calling him baby and like all this stuff and the way that they're just very PDA. It's like one of those things that I feel like Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson, too hard, too fast, gonna burn real quick.
Oh yeah, 100%. She's not like marrying Cody Simpson.
Right, for sure. But it's funny because the now Liam Neeson now has been
Liam
seen.
Neeson. What? Liam Neeson.
Wouldn't it be funny if Liam Neeson
It'd be so
was
funny
actually
if they were
Miley's ex.
If Miley and Liam Neeson started dating.
Yeah, so
Liam. That would be like incredible.
I have a very specific set of skills, Miley. So Liam Hemsworth, not to be confused with Liam Neeson, was seen, quote unquote, aka posed for, planned for, paparazzi, like making out with his new girlfriend who's an Australian.
Who's like kind of motorboating her or something.
Yeah, like motorboating, son of a bitch. Like in the street, like against a fence, and they were making out, and she's 22. Her name is Madison Brown. She's in the show Dynasty. She's 22 and she's Australian, and they were fucking basically in public, JK, in the West Village. And I feel like that was just to get back at Miley.
I don't know what's going on with them, but like,
I like,
all right,
kind
we get
of
it.
Don't
you guys
care.
Are, you guys, yeah, same. You guys can like easily find people to hook up with. I'm not like,
yeah, like you're both hot.
It's not like there's like, oh, like you'll never, no one, I don't think either of them thinks the other one will like never find love again. Like they're both super talented and famous and good looking.
I almost wish he went the route of like an older woman, like a Jennifer Aniston. Like mean? I wish he would like go with someone more unexpected and more exciting. Like Jennifer Aniston now dating Liam
or if
Hemsworth.
She, right. Or Miley go with Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I mean.
Right.
Like
these
Bob
are all
Saget
very obvious.
And like Miley. What's her name? Miley Cyrus. I just almost said Miley Hemsworth. Miley Cyrus and Bob Saget dating. Like that would be tremendously awkward.
Yeah.
But I don't give
I
a
don't
shit.
I don't know if they would each appeal to each other. Who knows?
Who knows? In other news, we don't watch Real Housewives of New Jersey, but we hear that we need to watch it. But Joe Giudice,
that's how
you
say it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Is finally free, and he's seen on Instagram, aka through his daughter's Instagram, looking like skinny.
Do you understand the ICE thing?
He's basically
being sent back to Italy.
Yeah, he's deported.
He's from there originally.
I guess so, yeah.
Huh.
He's an Italian.
Yeah, it's like that reminds me of that meme, like, need to go to jail so I can focus on gym properly.
But what happened to Mike, the situation, and Joe, like, he's literally jacked. Like, not jacked, he's just really skinny now.
I mean, there's not much else to do there.
That's also what happened to Teresa.
Should we get arrested?
There was another thing that I saw online. I read that Mike, the situation, talking about how he saw Billy McFarland here and there in jail, you know, mm-hmm. Fyre Festival, Billy McFarland, and that Billy McFarland apparently, like, they didn't run in each other's circles. Like, he said
they
he,
weren't
didn't,
in each other's
he didn't hang out with
Prison
my
Mike.
Friends. Exactly, okay. Literally Prison Mike. And that actually Billy McFarland was sent to the SHU because, like, in isolation, mm-hmm. because he was caught recording conversations he was having, or interviews, quote unquote, with other prisoners.
How did he get
prison.
A recorder?
He got it. He got it snuck in. And Mike was basically like, I guess he's maybe trying to write a book or something. This guy's an idiot. But mm-hmm. that's updates from jail.
Or is he very smart?
He's mm-hmm. updates from jail. Yeah, right. Like, that's the
is
ultimate.
Is Mike's
debate.
Situation still in jail?
No, he's out.
Oh, yeah. I feel like he did his
time. He's there for a second. But yeah, he's out. He's also his arms are quite large right now. He doesn't look like, you know.
He was like scrawnier before. And
not scrawnier. He was just a little chubbier and he couldn't stop eating.
Yeah.
Like they showed it. Like they really showed him going ham at the buffet.
Jail is probably like great. Like the food's bad and like you got a lot of time. So like probably get a lot of reading done. A lot of workouts. And like the food's like not great. So
I think, yeah, people just spend their time working out. But I don't think that they were in some sort of scary prison.
They were in like white collar prison.
Yeah, like cushion prison. So like kind of rehabby.
What do they call that in Office Space? Not like fuck you in the ass prison or something. Like
okay. And then Teresa is reportedly getting a lot of extra money to film when she goes to Italy with him. So probably covering
those
expenses.
Wow, free trip to Italy.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to talk about Real Housewives of Orange County or Succession? Because I have so many thoughts.
We can talk about, I feel like Orange County, what happened?
Like, nothing happened.
I guess there's like the weird friendship again between like
Emily and what's her name? Gina.
Right.
And Gina like broke, like was supposed to go on a date. Was that this last episode? And he was stood up.
I'm interested in seeing that. I think it's next week, the couples therapy, or did they already do that?
I don't know. Between Emily. I don't think I finished watching this episode.
I think they're going to have it next week. The couples therapy between Emily and Shane, where she's finally saying like what, like, I've been thinking the whole time. And she's like, you speak to me like really condescendingly. Like, yeah, he's and I don't a total understand dick. Why you do that.
Yeah.
There's something like, and she like seems very smart. So like, yeah. I feel like she shouldn't.
I think he just hates himself is what I'm getting.
Maybe.
For something. He's
like very abusive.
He's but we'll, like hiding.
Let's talk about that later when we talk about, we're going to rank Real Housewives of Orange County scandals later.
Oh shit.
So
I'm excited. Okay, so we need to talk about Succession. So did you watch it?
I did watch
Spoilers are ahead, guys, but it proved to be consistently it was my good favorite one.
I also thought of it was almost like a mix between Below Deck.
Yeah, it was. It was a Below Deck.
I kept looking for like the people who work there.
Uh-huh. Where's
Hannah?
They didn't
really show them. That yacht was nicer than any Below Deck yacht.
Yeah, no, it's a billionaire's yacht. And they kept showing scenes of like the yacht compared to like tiny little boats around it. It was totally massive. Okay,
I want to go on that.
So what are your theories? Do you want to hear mine or do you want to just go and I'll tell you
if
they're right?
Yours. I don't have that many theories.
Okay, here are my theories. So again, spoilers, if you haven't watched the season or the last whatever, don't listen and fast forward. But basically my theory is that Kendall has planned this all along. Like this whole season, he acted
from the beginning
of this. What after? Yeah. Planned it the whole time. Been working with Greg. Greg is living in his apartment.
How did he know that that this whole scandal was going to break them?
I think that he was the whistleblower.
Hmm.
Him and Greg were the whistleblowers. They wouldn't back down. He forced the hand. And
why would Greg be the whistleblower if he is
Greg has the documents
to make all the money though?
Because he's now supporting Kendall. So, but here's the twist. Logan needed this to happen. Logan, in the beginning of this episode, the last episode was like, knew that it had to be him to be the sacrifice, right? Like, mm-hmm. And I think he was playing this game, like putting on kind of a show to see which of his children would step up. Because I feel like this whole season was basically Logan training, because he didn't feel like the kids were ready to step up last season. Like they were still children, like entitled pieces of shit. This season, mm-hmm. I feel like he was grooming each of his children one by one to figure out who would step up in the end. And turns out, and he was poking and prodding Kendall the whole time, making him sort of hate him for covering up the death of that boy. Basically, the death of that boy is basically the same thing as what happened in Cruises. Like he said it himself, no real person involved.
Right, but why, if he has that on him though, why would he like, how does he have the power to come at him like that?
So because he did.
But I'm saying like, but now Logan has this like information on him that he could release at any time.
Because Logan,
why wouldn't he?
At the end of the day, Logan wants his family to have control of the company no matter what. So his last ditch effort is, how can I, nobody's going to now fight for me. All the shareholders are going to vote Sandy and Stewie or whatever. So what am I going to do? I'm going to make sure that the children feel, instead of making him kind of like innocent in this, he made himself the villain and mm-hmm. made the children innocent. So now like the shareholders can still stand behind the kids and Kendall.
It's an interesting theory.
So I really,
there's so many layers of manipulation. It gives me like a little bit of a headache.
That's why I love it. Cause every episode you're trying to figure it out. The other thing that I also was hysterically crying during the scene, like hysterically bawling during the scene. When Logan calls in Kendall and tells him it's you.
You were crying?
I was hysterically crying.
Why?
Like, because I felt so bad. Like he was like, he deserved it. He felt like he deserved, this is before we knew he was gonna,
mm-hmm.
like he was like just this boy, like just being sacrificed and his by his dad who he loves so much. which is what it felt. The acting was so good. I was hysterical.
That's so funny.
But then it is funny because the second time around when I watched it again, obviously, I obviously felt no emotion anymore because I knew the whole time I felt like Kendall had this whole plan.
Right. I was excited. I was excited that Tom finally said something to Shiv. That was like my favorite part.
Did you notice that Shiv like kind of smiled? Like she was happy when he was about to dump her?
Right. She seemed like too into it too quick. She's like, okay, I'll talk to my dad.
I think that she was happy. Like Shiv's the kind of person who needs, she doesn't like when Tom's a pussy, like a pushover. She likes when he puts her into her place. When he puts her in her place, and that's why he was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? On our wedding night, you're gonna like."
Mm-hmm. But then I don't understand why she would even choose him. The whole thing that doesn't make sense to me with that relationship is why they would be together in the first place. Like, what does she get from that? Like, it's obvious what he gets, but like, what does she get?
But I don't know. Maybe she just like early on fell in love with him.
But if she likes to be like put in her place, then like Tom wouldn't be like a guy she'd be into.
But maybe she can't handle that in the long term. Like, she needs to be in control all the time.
Right. Nothing about the relationship makes sense to me, which is why I was just like, finally, like, it seemed like that he was like saying something out loud that like the whole audience obviously knows the whole time. I have a feeling
that's just like the cycle of their relationship is that like Tom basically sucks up most of the time until he has this like pent up breakthrough. This resets their love for each other, then it goes back to the same thing.
I got a feeling from like watching season one that he had never said anything bad to her like in her entire
maybe
relationship. Like, he was like totally her bitch. I don't know,
but that's why I think she kind of was excited, and then that's why she stood for to that's when she got like kind of weak,
right?
When she was like, don't do it to Tom, which, and then she also couldn't like, remember when Logan was like, Logan never thought Tom worked as like a next, as the sacrifice. He never thought it was an option.
I thought Logan knew the entire time that it had to be him.
That's what I'm saying. So that it makes sense that the whole time he was seeing which of his kids would fucking stand up. But none of them could. Like, Roman couldn't get the bailout. And at the end when Logan was like, who do you choose? And she's like, I can't choose. And he's like, well, you're not a killer.
That's why you're not a killer.
Anyway, that I thought it was amazing. When I'm going on my honeymoon, I'm going to buy seasons 1 and 2 and rewatch it on the plane.
Oh, fun.
To see if like you can notice anything
from the first to the second.
Yeah, complete loser.
Guys, today we are sponsored by Bombas. If you haven't tried them, you are missing out because they are the highest quality socks that I've ever used. They're designed with special comfort innovations, colors, patterns, lengths, and styles. I got like special ones for running and I love them because like I hate running and this just makes me a little bit more excited to run because they're really comfortable and like they kind of have like give you like feel like make you feel like you're better at something even if you kind of suck at it like I do with running. They have over 20 million pairs and counting. And my favorite thing about Bombas is that they will donate them to homeless shelters because socks are the number one most requested clothing item in homeless shelters. I didn't think that like I was someone who necessarily cared about high quality socks. But now that I have them, I don't think I can wear any other brand. And you can save 20% on your first purchase when you shop at bombas.com/slapped. That's bombas.com/slapped to save 20%. Bombas.com/slapped.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Do you want to do Dear
Batch? Yeah.
All right, I'll read it.
You read.
Hey, Batches. First off, obviously love the pod and everything Batches. I'm sure everyone tells you that, so I'll get right to it. Thanks. I have these two friends from university. Let's call them Jane and Sarah. We were all pretty close when we were in school and managed to live together for 2 years without murdering each other or completely destroying our friendship. I'm very non-confrontational by nature, and it usually takes me a lot to get me really riled up, so I hardly ever fight with either of them. However, they fought pretty frequently when we were living together. Sarah can be pretty sensitive and gets defensive about a lot of stuff, while Jane is pretty blunt and practical. Predictably, they rub each other the wrong way a lot, with Jane speaking her mind and Sarah taking it personally. Both would come bitch to me about the other one during these fights, which was pretty uncomfortable, but I tried not to take sides. We've all graduated now, and none of us lives in the same city, so we don't see each other that often, but we're still pretty close. I thought the fighting would die down when we weren't living together, and to some extent it has, but today they literally got into an argument about bagels on our group chat. I mean, a literal argument where at least one person was actually mad. I'm thanking my lucky stars that we don't live together anymore, so I don't have to hear about it nonstop. But for some reason, it's still really stressing me out. I get in a pit in my stomach whenever I think about it or whenever I see that I have a new text thinking it'll be in our chat. I tried to change the subject and make jokes as I felt the argument developing, but it didn't work. Any advice for how to navigate the situation and or how to make myself feel less stressed about it? Thanks. Betch caught in the middle. What do you think?
Can you relate to this?
I mean, any kind of group of friends, there's always like some like
two people.
There's always
no, I'm saying like me, you, Sammy, a threesome is like a
right. Yeah, there is a sense of
like three person dynamic
can be like weird because it's kind of lends itself to a like two on one
yeah, no matter
situation.
What. But you have to know how to navigate it.
But it sounds like this is a one-on-one and you're just in the middle of it. I think that you can like remove yourself though. And I think you can remember that like whatever is going on between them is not really like about you. And therefore like you can say to both of them when they come to you, be like, hey, like I understand that you have issues with this person. And I would say this to her too. But like, I don't really want to be put in the middle of it. And like, if you guys don't feel like your friendship is working for each other, like that's totally fine. I value my friendships with each of you individually.
Yeah.
And like, but it like stresses me out to have like you kind of come to me and complain about this person who is also my friend. So I'd rather just not.
She could also like stage an intervention with them and be like, listen, your guys' fighting is getting out of fucking hand and I don't want to be in the middle of it. And if you like either work your shit out without me or don't be friends. But either way, I'm putting like boundary set of like how involved I am with this friendship, this threesome.
I feel like doing that with the two of them in the same room would just cause this like blowout chaotic fight, especially when not mediated by someone else.
Drama's fun though.
I mean like this kind of seems like I'm not exactly sure why it stresses you out. It stresses you out because because you feel pressure to like talk shit about the other person, or because like you feel like you have to now like fix both of these relationships. But I think like what you have to remember is that their relationship is not your relationship with either of them. And you don't have to be involved in that. You don't have to be like in this dynamic. You can take yourself out of it.
Yeah. But how can she do that?
So I'm saying, I think when the next time one of those people says something to her,
but what if they're fighting in the chat?
Then I think you can leave the chat.
That's an aggressive move.
No, you could just, I think if you say to them individually before that, like, hey, I just want you to know, like, this really stresses me out when you guys fight with each other. And like, I love you both individually, but like, obviously as a group, like there's like some weird tension going on and like, you guys should work it out. But if you can't, that's totally fine. But like, I don't really want to be part of it.
She's going to text that to the group when they're fighting.
No,
in the chat.
I think she should text them individually.
And then leave.
Yes.
And then
if
like,
they keep going, then leave.
That's caught in the middle.
That's what I do with my family chats.
You text them individually.
I have this problem all the time with my family. There's people who fight all the time in my group family chats. And it gets very stressful and it gets very anxiety producing. And so we say, like, please handle this like separately, not in this chat. And if you can't do that, then I'll just leave the chat. Like, that's, you can have the right to protect yourself from like feeling any anxiety that you don't want to feel. Like, you don't, just because someone's your friend or someone's your family doesn't mean they can just do whatever they want. And if you respectfully say that something makes you uncomfortable and the person continues to do it,
it's fucked
up. You have
up.
Every right to leave the situation on your own. Do whatever you need to do.
So yeah, I would just get out.
There you go.
Betch caught in the middle has left this chat. Hey guys, so as you know, I recently got married, and now that all of my wedding planning is done and my brain has time to breathe, I can tell you about something that truly helped my whole experience, which was Zola. So basically, I made my free wedding website on Zola, and I didn't even have one of those URLs. I made a URL. It was the most the easiest thing. I made one like aileenandrusty.com, and I could make a password on it, so I felt really protected. I added all this like FAQ. Literally no one asked me any questions, and when they did, like the few that did, I was just like, just go to my website. I made it. I also, the other thing that Zola does, which I love, is that they have this incredible registry. And it's amazing because not only like can you register for pots and pans or whatever you guys want, you can make funds, this is where the best part comes in. So you can make funds, whether it's people who forgot to bring their check to the wedding. You can make a fund that's like general wedding gifts. You can make a fund for that. I had like a honeymoon excursion fund. I had like snorkeling, all this stuff. And people really gave to there. And then what you can do is just directly deposit into your bank account. It's like the most easy thing ever. And then at the end, if somebody gets you something that you don't need anymore, you can just basically convert it to Zola credit, which is fucking great because recently I converted some stuff to Zola credit and I bought like an air fryer. And not only did I buy an air fryer, but they have a completion discount, 20% off for 6 months after your wedding day. So I got this like insanely good air fryer for 20% off. So go and build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 towards your registry. So that's Zola.com/slapped and get started today. That's Zola, Zola.com/slapped. Now it's time for the housewife scandal ranking of Real Housewives of Orange County. All right. I feel like we're going to think of some more scandals as we do this.
Yes. We're going to rank the top scandals.
Orange County scandals. Because I feel like we need some more scandal. And the last, this season hasn't been that exciting.
Yeah.
Like at all. I feel like I miss Vicky, which is what she wants.
Right. It's kind of true. Right. She's like peripherally lingering around causing drama, but like not involved in it enough.
I like hate her, but I love her. And Kelly's just too scary for me. Like she's funny, but she's like a little too stupid.
She makes me like anxious.
Yeah.
She's such a loose cannon.
She's like a little too stupid though. Like, she can't manipulate situations. Like, I like when they get manipulative.
They,
and I
like
don't
made up. It was weird. Did you see them make up?
Vicky and Kelly? Yeah. And what I don't like when Shannon is just like, like her way of being dramatic is to talk about the same thing over and over. But my head hurts. Like, I don't think that's the way, you know? Like, go backstab. Like, that's what I
prefer.
Right,
this is not how the show works, yeah. Shannon. Seriously. You can't just talk things out.
No, but she does talk things out to the point of, and then makes small things huge forever. Right. And it's so insane. It drives me crazy. Okay, so here are scandals. Cancergate, aka Vicky and Brooks Cancergate. Naked Wasted drama between Gretchen and Tamara.
That's just to reiterate, that's when Tamara and Vicky got Gretchen really drunk and then sort of like sent her son in on them. They sort of sent Ryan in.
Ryan to make out with Tamara. Yeah. Slade calling Vicky a pig. The whole David cheating on the whole like cheating scandal with David Bedore and Shannon Bedore unraveling on television.
Yeah.
And the Kelly cocaine train.
And Kelly doing cocaine and doing a train.
Kelly, yeah, cocaine.
You know what's interesting to me about Kelly is that she dates these guys who actually do, like, she actually does date guys who I feel like compliment her well.
They're broken up, those two.
What, the new guy?
Yeah.
And the old, but, and
her husband.
But like, she'll always call him and she'll like kind of freak out. And he actually seems like very mature and that he's like, you're a great mom.
Yeah.
Like, even though she's probably said like terrible, vicious things to him. I don't know. Maybe he's done it too. But like, from what it seems like, she's always like, this person's saying this and this person's saying this. And I'm freaking out. And he's like, everyone knows that's not true.
Yeah, like, but I feel everyone, like.
And the other guy also does that. I think they're both like really good at like not instigating her, but like relaxing her.
Don't you think though that they know that she's calling while filming, so they're prepared to be on her side no matter what?
But they don't have, I'm saying, but they don't have to be. Like, it's like, I think it is a nice kind of thing for to have an ex who like doesn't seems mature, or at least, but or right, even the one that she's currently dating, where he's not like riling her up, telling these people these people like saying bad things about the other people. He's just like, that's crazy.
The funniest thing though, that when everyone says train, like when Kelly mentions the train to the guy, everybody just knows what they're talking about. Right. Like, it doesn't need to be explained, but I feel like in normal situations you need to explain that.
Right. I had no idea what that was.
Like, no idea. And I figured it like out. So obviously. Weird. But okay. And then the last one is just like Tamara and Simon and their whole like marriage and like custody battle of their daughter and just that shit. So
are we ranking from least to most scandalous?
Most
scandalous,
or no, one. Let's do least scandalous at the top. least scandal, okay. most scandal at the bottom.
One is like the
one,
least.
Two, one three, is the least four, scandalous. Five, six. So we've out of six, right?
One is the least scandalous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, my the least scandalous for me is Naked Wasted.
Oh, I thought the Slade calling Vicky a pig was like the least scandalous because people have done that since then.
I know, but I think that it's so mean, like to just like put on stage and just like rip her apart and put up pictures of her.
She did was spreading like mean rumors about him too, about like him and his kids and like some other stuff too. So I kind of like, I mean, this show is just filled with like people just saying terrible, mean things to each other.
I know.
But yeah, I put that one. I actually thought that was three. I thought that was like pretty,
you thought Naked Wasted was pretty scandalous?
Wait, no, hold on. Yeah, I thought Naked Wasted was pretty scandalous because like, think about if that happened today. Like basically they got her drunk in order to like, almost like have set someone on her to like molest her.
Like she was saying, they set Ryan on her.
They kind of did though. She was like, he was like hitting on her, and she was like trying to say no, and he was like being like, "Can you kiss me? Do you remember?" Like,
yeah, that was like, disgusting. I forgot about the bathroom scene. I feel
like
that was
like actually really fucked up. And like,
okay, I think you've convinced me, and I'm going to put Slade calling a pig as what Vicky a pig. Because it's not saying that it isn't scandalous. It's just not as scandalous right.
yeah,
as the rest.
These are all scandalous.
Correct. Okay. So there is a level of scandal.
Okay. I put the Kelly cocaine train as two, as like the second least scandalous.
Here's why I don't agree. In this one, like in Naked Wasted, okay, Gretchen is the victim. But in the cocaine train, like being Kelly, like doing coke and like all this shit, like really affects her daughter.
Right. I agree that victimhood is that one scandalous in terms of like not as being most hurtful,
like yeah.
But like I feel like people just that was just a case of people just like saying shit. Like
I know, but like she in this day and age, like her daughter is definitely affected by it. Like just Kelly being
so
on her
sweet
show
too.
Yeah, it's fucked up. And in the end of like the Naked Wasted, nothing actually ended up happening. You know.
Yeah, it just like could have. That was the right. why it was so
but
scandalous.
But this actually affects her daughter. Like her daughter definitely gets bullied because of all of the shit about her mother. Like definitely yeah. does it not, you know?
So what did you put it as?
So I have that as three though. Three. So
okay,
I have.
So we just basically like.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I had Naked Wasted as three.
Okay. Great. Interchanged. Right. What's your four?
I had Shannon's husband cheating on her as four.
I put Tamra versus Simon marriage because while it was scandalous, it wasn't really shown.
Right. It was very behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, Tamra also still doesn't speak to her daughter. And like, they don't really talk about that. Mm-hmm. They finally, they show her son now because he's like 18.
He's allowed.
And
he
doesn't need the father's permission, although he doesn't speak to his son. Seems like what I really want to know about Tamra is how fucked up her entire first family like relationship is. Because
what
I
do
feel
you mean?
Like, she doesn't talk about that. They don't show any
Which
of that.
Which first family, David?
Like the fact that she.
Not David.
Simon. The fact that she doesn't talk to her daughter and her husband doesn't talk to his son. Like it's very divided.
It's really messed up.
And like that would take I would think a much bigger toll on someone. Like if this is truly a reality show, like she should have a lot of feelings about that. And like,
I don't
talk
I think
about
there's,
that more.
There's probably it's like he made it illegal for her to talk about it.
I think she can talk about it, but it's like her daughter, I think, gets really upset whenever she talks about it.
Right.
So maybe that's why. But that's I'd love to know like more about that.
Yeah. But since they don't show it, I put Shannon and David cheating because he basically did it on screen. Like they he was an asshole to her, and this whole time he'd been cheating on her
right.
for a year while they were filming. And this whole time she was like, "There's something wrong with me. Is there something wrong with me?"
I thought it was very brave that she had like a very like public like breakdown and reaction to that, and she gained like 70 pounds. Like
yeah.
I thought that whole thing was very like raw. It didn't feel like that.
Yeah,
it didn't feel like she was like putting on a show for that. Like it felt like that. She was really showing like how insecure and how terrible she felt. Now her life was really like falling apart.
Yeah.
And she wasn't trying to pretend like anything else was happening.
When she was just like very open about like taking her shirt off and like, yep, I've gained 70 pounds.
Well, did you watch where they weighed Emily?
No.
This
Oh, I guess I did not finish this episode.
Okay. You should watch the end of the episode because like Emily is having like a similar kind of like
breakdown.
She's talking about how much weight she gained. And then like she goes to Eddie to like help her with like. Whatever, and she's like, "Oh, this is like the first step." She's like, "Do you want to take the second step and like step on the scale?" And so she like makes they make her step on the scale, and she starts crying. She's like, most she's ever weighed. It was like very, it was very sad.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first step you do have to have. Like when you, if you are upset about it, you can't be in denial about it. There's clearly something else going on. You could tell in her face and her body that she isn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. And she's getting hip replacement surgery. Did you hear that?
Oh, right. Cause she like had a, he's so mean to her even about that. He's like, you're not going to the doctor, like loser. Like he's just so mean.
He's like an unsupportive ass.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Okay, so basically we kind of have that interchangeable, and obviously the most scandalous
is Cancergate,
which yes.
Yes.
That was fucking
I still can't believe crazy. That no one even talks about that anymore, that Vicky had like this crazy boyfriend who was like her so mean to like her kids and like everyone
sexually
else.
Like assaulted Brianna. Do you remember?
Oh, he was like hitting on her. I don't know if he like assault like
maybe didn't he didn't like full assault her.
I think he would just say like creepy shit to her, and he like talked shit about her, like her husband. And Vicky like took his side and was also like, they pretended he had cancer. He was like a sociopath.
Literally fake documents to say that he had cancer.
She did it too, and she never really admitted to that.
Never.
Which is like crazy.
She just decided when they left and they broke up, she was like, we don't talk about it.
Right. And like, I was duped too. But like, she didn't even say that ever with like that convincing of an air. Remember when she made that cancer like commercial?
That was so bad.
She's like, I think she's really like also kind of a sociopath.
I think she's 100% a sociopath. And I wish she was on this season.
I know. Bring Vicky back.
Bring Vicky back. Yeah. It's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Okay, slapped.
Who do you want to batch slap this week?
Like Aaron Paul, TBH.
Because he's 40 and playing a 19-year-old?
No, because like he could have tried harder in his acting.
That's fair.
Maybe Vince Gilligan for even making this, but everybody wants to a quick buck here and there. Mm-hmm. But like he could have tried a little harder in his acting. Like,
I'm trying to think. I'm going to bet slap Shane because he needs to step it up.
He needs to
Emily seems really smart and nice.
He needs
and
to be sweet. Punched in the fucking face, I want not even slapped.
I want her to divorce him and find someone who will be nicer to her.
Like a supportive husband that treats her like the queen that she is.
We love Emily.
Okay. Isn't that crazy? Like people are really, I feel like a lot of people on the internet are backing behind her, and like when you see like a woman obviously being treated like unfairly, and all of us are like, fuck that weasel.
Yeah, he's the worst little dork. What did Kelly call him?
Yeah, you little fucking dork.
Right.
It's not fair. Like, be nice to your wife, like on screen.
Right. Like, what are you trying to prove to who? Yourself, that you like can?
Like, you're lucky she agreed to marry you.
He clearly
you
has
son
some
of a bitch.
Self-esteem issues.
All right, guys.
That was our episode.
Rate, review, subscribe. Go buy tickets to the last leg arm. No, not last leg.
The
next leg.
The next leg of the U-Up.
Of the U-Up tour. And this has been real. This has been fun. We'll welcome back Sammy next week.
Yes. And thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Adios. That was a new one. Bye.
Adios.